I'm in Letter Column Kitchen Project in Clonakilty, which has to be one of the finest food shops and cafes that I've seen in a long time. Just don't miss it as a stop off to get your picnic. It really is extraordinary. And I've managed to grab Karen from her very, very busy kitchen, who founded the kitchen project with her partner, Con. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
So how long have you been open?
I think it's 8 years
this year. Yeah.
And it's buzzing. I mean, there are just people coming to and from the whole time.
We don't rely really on tourists. We've got local trade and people, if they're passing through Clon, stop by.
And but Clonakilty does get quite a lot of tourists.
It does, but we're not on the main street, so you have to kind of know where we are.
Okay. Well, I think we should. We should put you on the international map a little bit more. And what sort of delights have you got? It's obviously it's all vegetarian cookery, isn't it?
Pretty much. We do dabble with a little bit of chorizo. So sometimes we do a chorizo and potato tart.
Okay.
Sometimes we do the local ham tart. This is for the carnivores. And on Fridays we always do fish cakes when the market's on. We get fish in the market and make fish cakes.
Oh, wonderful!
But apart from that, it's pretty much vegetarian.
Okay. And it's a kitchen project because you grow all your own vegetables.
Yeah, we used to have a restaurant and a guest house, and we sold that, but we kept the walled garden. So we've got this 1 acre walled garden, and we've farmed it organically for the last... We're not allowed to call it organic anymore, it's illegal.
Of course, but there's all of that tricky stuff about organics.
But that's what we've done for the last 30 years. We've got this really healthy garden. And so when we sold the big house, we had this abundance of produce.
Yeah.
So we opened this little shop here. And so we bring all the seasonal stuff we grow. Like today, we've got big buckets of chard, beetroot.
And what are you doing
spinach.
With those today?
We've got, I'm going to make a chickpea and chard soup. And we've got rainbow chard and feta parcels. And we've got spinach and sweet potato tart. And we've got a beetroot and carrot salad with pomegranate dressing.
What's the source of all your recipes? Have you got them all stored up yourself?
Or
we can keep an eye out for the Letter Column Cookbook.
Well, if you want to, I do a monthly mail out. I have a blog.
Fantastic.
Well.
And what's the website? Is Letter Column?
The website's lettercolumn.ie.
Okay.
And the blog is lettercolumnkitchenproject@wordpress.com.
Great. And I'm heading to Timberleague now, which is how many kilometres from here?
It's about 10.
Okay. And
I'm
going to drive there and then start a walk. And what do you recommend that I take as a picnic today? I guess I've got to have something with chard or one of your superb tarts.
Yeah, have a piece of tart. We also have little veggie burgers, and we've got cheesy Wotsits that'll be just coming out of the oven, which are lovely, really nice for picnic.
Well, I'm going to have to do a serious walk to waffle that off, but that's a great start to the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.